Hi, my name's Emily Holland. I've been married to Blair Holland for almost 7 years on Tuesday, and we have two beautiful children, Watson, who is 5 years old, and Banner, who is 2 years old. They couldn't make it through all this, so they're in the library right now. This testimony is titled Facing Illness in Your Child, but I think anyone who has suffered or had a loved one face suffering can relate to the Lord's work in the life of our family. I believe it was on our second date that Blair told me he had cystic fibrosis. Of course, I already knew this. At the time, my mother worked at the same church as Blair and I did. She obviously also worked for Asher at one point. And she would tell me how sorry she was for the new hire, the new youth pastor they just hired because he was constantly coughing, and he must have had a cold since he got there. I soon came to learn much about cystic fibrosis, or CF for short. It is a genetic disease that affects all of the mucus in the body, but mostly affecting the lungs. When I was pregnant with Watson, I knew I would be screened for CF, as most pregnant women are, because both parents must pass on a CF gene in order for a child to be affected and have CF. I never in my life thought that I would be a carrier. But I'm a prime example that you can go your whole life without knowing. I remember being completely thrown off at the call that came in affirming that I was a CF carrier and that any child we would have a 50% chance of having CF. I remember praying and praying for Watson to not have CF. And I remember when his heel prick came in, came back negative, and thanking the Lord for being so good to us. I remember thinking he was so, so kind to us to spare Watson from this disease and from suffering. And I also remember Banner's pregnancy. Science is amazing. In just 2 short years, a new test had been developed. I would no longer have to wait the 2 weeks after birth to know our baby's prognosis. But with a simple blood test, I found out halfway through my pregnancy with Banner that he had a 99.99 chance of having CF. And I still prayed, hoping the test was wrong, or that Banner would be the 0.01% and would shock us all. I remember talking to Blair about it one day, confessing that I had realized an idol that I had been worshiping. When people would ask me the gender of the baby, I would typically say, I don't care if it's a boy or girl, as long as they're healthy. And I think that was a lie, because I wanted a boy. But and what I had come to realize was that I was worshiping this idea of a healthy baby, when nowhere in Scripture are we promised healthy babies or healthy children or children at all. As I was pouring my heart out to my sweet husband, he had the audacity to say to me, well, he will be a healthy baby. It's a degenerative disease, and it'll just get worse over time. He was so encouraging. But as I confessed this to the Lord, this ideal that I had been worshiping, this healthy baby that I was never promised, the Lord began to remind me of all the things in his word that he has promised me. Just to name a few, he promises salvation to all who believe in his son, from Romans 1. He promises that all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose in Romans 8. He promises to comfort us in our affliction in 2 Corinthians 1. He promises that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ in Philippians 1. He promises to supply every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus in Philippians 4. He promises rest for the weary in Matthew 11. And in Revelation 21, he promises he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more sorrow, or crying, or pain, or CF, because former things have passed away. Instead of resting my hopes on the promise I was never given, I rest my hopes on the promises that I have been given. And just as the Lord was so kind to us and that Watson was spared from this disease, I know he is still so kind to us through Banner having this disease. He has shown me so much of the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards me in Christ Jesus. While there is not yet a cure for CF, and though I continue to pray for one, I do not put my hope in a cure. My hope for Banner and for Watson and for Blair and for myself is that through suffering we will know our Savior better. And even if you don't have a child or a loved one facing illness, whatever suffering you're going through, it is not for nothing. For suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character. And character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.